Have you ever heard this statement? All sin equals sin against God, an eternal being, requiring eternal torment in hell. It seems to me that would require us to be not only accountable for our behavior, which we are, but for our existence, which we are not. So just as folks say God would never force himself on people, and I too believe that is true, but logically, wouldn't it follow God would not hold people accountable for existing, which was not their choice? It was his choice, and a good one, I believe. Is it not force rather than a gift that would hold a person limited, that is, finite, to remain in conscious awareness to a dependent existence not chosen? Meaning God gives everlasting existence, like it or not, which would be God's prerogative, yet seems to stand in opposition to God's mindful, loving, life-giving nature, which on a personal level then would undermine the life-preserving nature of justice put forth in the Bible, and more so the gospel message proclaiming a justice full of mercy from an eternal, omniscient being to limited, dependent creatures without a nature to uphold life. I think we must keep in mind that on a personal level, God reveals through Jesus Christ his response to the rebellion of humanity. He offers redemption. He offers life and willingness to bear the burden of sin. Yes, the stakes are eternal, but I think God's life-giving nature is undermined when the offer of God is presented as eternal life or eternal torment. God is responsible for our existence, and he takes responsibility. Better put, he is faithful. That is in part why Christ's crucifixion had to unfold as history records. Jesus Christ died to offer lasting existence, not save us from endless torment. He need not, will not force existence, and there is no offer to have lasting life outside of God's presence. Life in any other way will surely die. God gives life and will hold us accountable for what we do with our life on earth. Understand, we are to reflect God, not be God. Yes, we are accountable for our stewardship in accordance to following God's instructions, or commands if you prefer. This was the point we were created in the image of God. To have dominion, to reign over the earth with the gifted capacity to reflect the nature of God, to rule with love as he has for his creation, we being made of the very earth, able to know the Creator himself. The origin of such words we can read in Genesis. In Genesis 2:16-17 it says, "And the Lord God commanded him, you may eat freely from every tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for the day you eat of it, you will surely die." But I have also read chapter 3, and I understand they ate, and we all eat, and have sinned. But again, I must say, understand, God is only offering life. Yes, the choice is put before us, life or death. But that is our free will choice. The offer itself is only life. Let me say that one more time. God's offer is only life. Death comes through sin, not God. God will destroy those that reject the offer of life through Jesus Christ. Yet, this too is life-giving because he is preserving life. In its fullness, eternal life. The good news is people need not die because of sin. The enemy of life is disarmed. Romans 5:12 tells us, as I mentioned just a moment ago, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death was passed on to all men, because all sinned. In Galatians 4, 3-5, let us know that Christ was born under the law, and born of a woman, that is human flesh, just like us all. In Romans 8:3, let us know that Jesus condemned sin in his flesh. Understand, God did not punish Jesus. Rather, Jesus died as a human under the law to forgive and birth a new way for us to have life. But it is only under his lordship. We must bow the knee to King Jesus. We must not be prideful. Rather, submit to Jesus who loves us and gave his life, so we can die in him rather than just die. Those in Christ Jesus have life. Those who are without Christ will, as God said in Genesis, shall surely die. Since, in fact, they choose a lifestyle without access to the tree of life, which for us means without Christ. The only life that lasts is life in Jesus Christ.